What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Jeremy Anderson here. Super excited to tell you about the Next Level Speakers Conference. Look, y'all, this is our fourth annual conference taking place right here in Atlanta, Georgia, June 23rd through 25th, downtown at the Hyatt Regency. Why is this important? This is 3 days of power-packed action. I'm going to be speaking. We got E.T., the number one motivational speaker in the world, in the building. We got Inky Johnson, Dr. Darius Daniels, Pastor Keon Henderson, Pastor John Hanna, Dr. Darnell Jarvie Harmon. Y'all see Yandy all over TV every week. We got Jen Gottlieb. It's going to be so many amazing speakers, and you want to be there. This is the conference to come to because we have panels, we got guest speakers, we got some speakers we haven't even told y'all about yet. This is the place to be, June 23rd to 25th, right here, downtown Atlanta, Georgia, the Next Level Speakers Conference. The theme for this year is World Changers. Do me a favor though, don't meet us there, beat us there. All right, y'all. Welcome back. It's the Next Level Living Podcast, y'all. I'm your host, Moss Talks. I mean, this is the number one podcast amongst anybody who like podcasts. It's your favorite podcast. And we back. I got my co-host, Kay Hart. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Jay. I'm feeling good. You saw the deuces?
I throw the deuces. I see the nails, though. No, I see the nails. That's like a LA deuce. I think Jay be doing his pictures like that. Jay, what does that mean? Because that's like the coolest peace sign ever, bro. You'd be like,
I did that because I can't pull my nails off, but
I'm like, everybody gonna know I got that from Jay if I do it. I was like, let me just stay consistent. Just keep it there. Yeah. Me and my little broken Costa Rica finger. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ever seen that? It got a crook in it. Shout out to Jay. I'm focused. He's our other co-host on the show. Jay, how you feeling?
Am I the co-host? I think you're the co-host.
I think we're all co-hosting one show that you own, Jay. Jay likes to remind us. No, that we're not as big as him. No.
Sure.
No,
we bro. Almost to the 100th episode and we don't know what the order is. Huh?
First of all, we know. Jay just likes to remind us that I'm not there. And I'll be like, all right, bro, that's
I was just trying to understand.
Just keep you at your level.
Because you was like, we was like, here's my little co-host, Jeremy.
Bro, where'd you hear that at?
Oh, my God.
Bro, you got a complex.
Drop in the comments.
You got a complex.
Take it from there.
I've never said little co-host.
Take it from there. Comment, like, subscribe. That was your cue.
Shout out to my little big brother, y'all.
Okay.
Jay, the mastermind behind this whole show, the most successful person in Next Level, the business.
Everybody comment in the comments. Mike is doing the most. Welcome back, man.
Welcome back.
How you feeling, Mike?
Man, I feel good, man.
Ask me and Chris how we doing. How you feeling?
That's dope, bro. Yeah. I feel really good. Because
we're going to turn the tables on you. We want to know how's your heart and mind.
Bro, I appreciate
Tell
that, man.
Tell us about it.
Bro, I feel real good. How's my stomach?
Yeah.
My stomach's doing a lot better than yours, K-Hart. Give me two. Yep. Don't leave me hanging. It's people watching.
I'm gonna give you one because I don't know if it was a compliment or an insult.
You know what?
So I'm gonna give you one.
I wasn't sure either, but I still need two out of loyalty.
I'm talking about you being on your thing, your journey.
Hey, I just know that I'm doing good. I'm struggling with my meals, not in terms of failure, but in terms of enjoyment.
I saw some in the refrigerator.
I'm not enjoying the process, but I'm faithful.
They had like kale and blueberries and tomatoes and pineapples. In that little jar you got in the fridge.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just want to shout you out because the other day when we had the most amazing sub sandwiches.
With the fried mushroom.
Oh, and I love that Chris was talking about it because nobody knows about Stanley O's.
To shout you out because
we blew
you
the
was
Sprinter
like,
out.
You know what? I'm going to step out of this restaurant I'm going to just catch some fresh air because I'm
the
getting all
the smell
of it.
And I smell grease. I smell fresh fried food. I was just like, oh.
But it's not smell nasty, though.
No, you said what?
Oh, it smelled good.
Bro, it's what? Bro, it smelled nostalgic.
Yes.
That's what it is. So nasty to you is different because you know your very next meal, you can change exactly what you eat. For me, I know I had 5 more days of consistency where I wasn't able to eat a hot meal.
And he knew what it tasted like, and he wouldn't be able to get it again, but
that's why you're looking like the skinny mini, my boy.
And then he went to grab his smoothie. Yeah.
Okay.
He went to grab his smoothie. While we ate that food in the Sprinter van, it was all over. Everybody smelled it. He was like, I'm going to drink this smoothie and I'm going to just eat it like this is Stanley O's. Yeah.
There's a quote that we hear often. And it's so crazy how you hear so much stuff, you get used to the same stuff, but it actually hits harder when you're going through it. And sometimes when I'm in that mode where I'm just like, I need something more than what I have right now. And it says, do what you want most rather than what you want now. Mm-hmm. And so I realized that smoothie was bigger for my goals than that sub was. So that sub would have satisfied me in a moment, but the smoothie's going to give me what I ultimately want. So that's the reason why I can sit there and struggle, but keep repeating. And sometimes you got to keep saying it. Because it don't always feel good to say it, but it don't change the fact that it's the truth.
Hmm. Yeah. So on the weekend where he could have cheated, he didn't.
I had
to. He stayed consistent.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I just want
to
shout you out because nobody saw that. But
went to Connor's.
Man.
Best steakhouse in the city.
I watched y'all eat. Filet, oh, man.
Yeah. And you ate that salad.
And he ate some broccoli that Jackson licked all over. Because he was that hungry.
Yeah, so. he smashed Jackson broccoli. No, but when it fell on the floor and he picked the hair off.
He spit out the part that Jackson chewed up because it tastes like it been a joke.
Hey, but we family though. Hey, look, Uncle Mikey eating food off the floor. Jackson played with the broccoli.
That's consistent,
and everything.
Man. I'm proud of you going the extra lengths. I'm so Jackson proud of you.
I know one of them chews had extra saliva in it. I'm telling you that right now. Like, I felt something. I was like, oh, this ain't his first chew. This broccoli's been tainted. But all I had was my salad. And I wanted to taste of something fresh and was green without cheating my diet. And I did. I chomped on it like a champ. And I was just like, as long as I don't make eye contact with Jax, I did not kiss him. Like, I was just like, I don't know what this was. This was secondary kiss. I don't know what that was. But I was in there. And I'm glad you brought that to light let everybody else know how desperate and disgusting I was.
Secondhand broccoli, broccoli nonetheless.
Oh, I was highlighting the consistency and the discipline.
You should have seen when we left there. I was like, I did good. She said, oh, you nasty. I said, Kay, are you going to judge me silently?
I said, saw Jackson try to put that whole broccoli in his mouth because it was about the size of a chicken leg.
Yeah, that broccoli.
And then Mike put it right in his mouth.
He sure did.
Well, it wasn't right, Jay. I waited. Like, first of all, you know what? My character is not about to be a steak on this show. This dude said, we watched my nephew put that slobbery broccoli down, and I picked it right up. Absolutely 20 minutes went by. Absolutely, I waited to make sure he was done with everything. And I actually, a little bit of my memory forgot how disgusting it was in the original. It wasn't until I was finishing my chew and ran into a previous chew that I realized that this might not have been my best decision. But I was standing strong on the fact that this young kid is pure.
That was a factory pre-owned broccoli.
Oh my God. Anyway, y'all, clearly this is not a safe place, but at the end of the day, I still love him. This is the game God gave me, and I'm rocking with him. You feel me?
Right.
So this is what we're doing, man.
So seriously, though, this episode.
We got some shout-outs?
Seriously.
I needed that laugh.
We shouting out anybody?
Oh,
we giving
another shout-out to our brother, okay. B-Rad.
Oh, what's up? Oh,
yes.
My guy.
He just did a gig, another gig for 7K.
Not for an hour, he didn't.
For an hour. Was it? Maybe it was 30 minutes. I don't know. An hour or less.
Yeah, that's B-Rad
going crazy. 7K.
That's crazy.
B-Rad's the same one we mentioned a few months ago, that did $70,000 in 6 months and took the next 6 months off so he could be home with his family and his newborn baby.
Bro, can you say that again, bro? What?
Yeah, my man worked so hard. He made $70,000 speaking in 6 months. So the first year he was in our Speakers Academy, he was able to quit his job and be a full-time speaker. Mm. By the second year, after the first 6 months, he made $70,000, took the rest of the year off to be home with his wife. During the pandemic, to be home with his wife and raise his newborn baby. So my man worked 6 months, said, I'm stopping at 6 months. My baby going to be born, and was able to be home for the next 6 months. And now he back on the road. Mm-hmm. Yeah, crazy. Folks getting crazy. And I'm going to tell you something. He's going to be at the conference. You know, last year he won Speaker of the Year Award.
He sure did.
Yeah, he going crazy.
He turned up at the conference, too. He be dancing.
Yeah,
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure, yeah. For sure. This year's conference, let's talk about it. Y'all excited? Mike, woo! I just wish you was excited, Mike. I just wish you was excited, man.
Jay liked the trigger. Like, Jay know. Like, y'all know once I get there, y'all can't calm down. I be trying to ease my way into it. But everybody know how special the conference is for me, y'all. Like, the conference, man, like,
it's nothing you've ever put it. Hold on, no. Hold on, Mike. I'm about to come to you. Listen to me.
Thank you. Thank you. Take it back.
And I'm not just saying this because I'm not just saying this. I could literally do a money back guarantee. Mm-hmm. That's how bold my statement is. I could literally put out promos and be like, yo, this conference, for the price you're going to pay for it, is 100% money back guarantee. There is not one person, not one, that will come back to me and say, man, I paid $400 for this conference, man, and it wasn't worth it. It's not possible.
And I'm talking about you come. You come,
you come,
you actually pay attention, you eliminate distractions, you focus in, you network, you say hello to somebody you've never met, you come and speak to somebody and tell them your story, you come and sit with somebody, shut up and stop talking and listen to their story, you actually take in some of the people and the speakers that do, you interact, you get a chance to meet me. You come meet me, and then you tell me you want your money back.
That's worth the ticket.
I bet you don't.
Dang, Mike,
bet you don't.
Right.
Now they're afraid.
I bet you won't.
Now they're like, dang. I'm just saying,
come.
No,
but
it's
remember,
not, it's not possible.
Jessica Lundy, a couple, what was it? Maybe a month or so ago. Jessica Lundy, our sis, was on here. And she said when she first heard of Next Level, and she's like, what kind of weirdos y'all talking about? What you mean y'all family? I'm just coming here to get a speaking thing. Like, we understand. We understand your disposition of how is this different to everything else? How come y'all not capping? How come y'all ain't? The truth is that you got to find out how. We cannot express to you how it takes place. We can only tell you that it's available and that it happens consistently. I'm talking about 110% of the time. It's not going to fail. And every single time something happens that we didn't plan, the devil always gets a shot to do something, to throw a wrench in there that we didn't have scheduled. And God always comes back after and be like, man, God did.
And it feels different. Like, you will feel your heart transforming. You will feel your mind start to think differently. You will feel like relationship. You talked about network, but it's relationships. You are building lifelong connections and partners. Like, it's just crazy. That if you have a spouse, you bring in your spouse and you guys are experiencing the same thing. So y'all can take that back to your family. Take that back to whatever's coming next for y'all. And then you can build with other couples. We can't explain it enough.
Yeah.
And the reason why we're so passionate about it is because we've done this twice now and we feel a difference. So I'm excited because I know when I leave, I'll be on a high for a long
time. Listen, and you know what I realized? I looked at the data. 70% of the people that came to last year's conference was interested in being a speaker or currently a speaker.
Yeah.
The other 30% was just entrepreneurs, growth. They know the energy that comes with us. And so if y'all are listening or watching and you're really thinking about the conference, like, it's literally going to be life changing. And the theme for this year is world changers.
Okay.
That's the theme that God gave me last year. And here's the crazy thing, Mike. I told myself last year, I was like, I wanted us to get conference 3 or 4 in, and then we bring on ET. And before I could even present it to him, now we partnering together. You know what I'm saying, with the Speakers Academy. And he shut down his program and came over to us. That's and so crazy. It's like, but that's what I had in my notes from last year. That's I was like, yo, the world changers, ET going to be one of our main speakers. And now he a part of the program.
You're part of the actual, bro.
Can I get
two, Jay?
Pow, pow.
My God.
That's crazy.
Y'all listen to this. So because we're appealing, like you said, 30% are people that's not even speaking, right? I want to talk to a person who's never, ever either valued or even considered a conference, right? But you're not happy with where you are. Why not? Like, you'll invest in a pair of shoes. You'll invest in a flight. You'll invest in a trip. Like, we're literally just giving you an opportunity to have the experience of your life. And most of us are missing out on these things simply because you're not sure if it's going to change your life or not. Those shoes didn't. That trip didn't. All the stuff that you, all the money that you loaned out and never got back didn't.
Facts.
Like, why not give yourself an opportunity? Like, we're trying to guarantee you that something's going to change.
Right.
But if you're not sure about the guarantee, let's take it off the table.
Right.
Let's just talk about the opportunity that you can control. You can control the fact that you invested in yourself, that you are flying across the states or driving across the states to be a part of something that has never, ever been done before. Listen, if you, I want to minimalize this because we get excited. I talk about the hype and everything like that. And that's real. But for the person who has never, ever even thought like, okay, why would I take a weekend off, take time off from work to go to something these people I've never heard of who are just super excited about telling me it's life changing? Because you deserve it. And only you know you deserve it.
Right.
You don't have a brother to encourage you. You don't have a mother that's going to remind you that this is what you deserve. Everybody else in your life has a different plan for you. Right. Nothing in your life makes sense. The right things that you've been doing in your life so far are someone else's dream. You've been doing life according to someone else's plan. You've never trusted your heart before. We are telling you that there is a room full of people who have thought and lived just like you. And when we come together at the Next Level Living Speakers Conference, we all get in one room. The people who no longer have to be vulnerable or afraid to tell the next person their dreams.
Right, right.
The people that can look left or right and see, I see that you struggle to get here. I'm just going to come and hug you for a second because I don't have enough time in between sessions to tell you everything, but I can feel your heart. I see why you're crying. And we just started the show because I'm having a realistic moment that everybody is here through sacrifice. Mm.
Yep.
Through sacrifice. Y'all don't understand. I lived most of my life loving and encouraging people, and people told me I was weird because I was too positive or that it was gay to give another man a compliment, which is basically a term for another man being insecure to be himself, to give a positive compliment. We're confident telling somebody you look dusty. Comedians get compliments all the time for telling somebody you look terrible. But if you want to just pour life into somebody, it was never promoted.
Yep.
What I'm telling you, y'all, you get to be in a room of everybody like you. Come meet your family. Like, we are just trying to tell you, like, we exist.
Yeah.
Like, this is the next level, and it's here for you, man. We moving. That's right. We can't take it no more. This is over. We got a new channel, dog. Listen, y'all, the Next Level Living Podcast, we have an official YouTube page now. We need y'all to hop over and join us. The community has been so strong. Y'all been commenting back and forth with us. Y'all been telling us that y'all want easier access. We are giving it to you now.
Yes, and we're giving you more content.
More content, y'all.
Listen, you're going to see more of me, more of Mike.
What's up?
We about to be out here hitting the streets. We about to do some things.
Don't even give them too much. But just know, y'all gonna get some treats. We got stuff special planned for y'all, man. It's all because we appreciate the love and support that y'all done poured out to us. So number one, like, comment, subscribe. If you're on Instagram, you want to share that content, man, make sure we keep going. TikTok as well. We need you guys' support, and we want you guys to just keep being you. But we are making a specific page for the Next Level Living Podcast. It's going to be official now, y'all.
Yep.
We here, and we appreciate y'all love and support, man. Thank you so much. Now let's get back to the episode.
And just in case y'all are a little bit confused about the name of the conference, we even thought about not even calling it the Speakers Conference because it's not just about learning how to be a speaker or anything like that. It's about life being spoken into you by so many different people. Mm-hmm. It's about you speaking life into other people and you just receiving that confirmation that you are destined for things that are greater than what you've seen.
Right.
And so it's like with this conference, you're going to come, but you're not going to leave the same. And that is why he said money back guarantee, because you're going to be transformed. And then that's going to allow you to transform people that's beyond what we can see. Yeah.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Let me tell you something. You know, our first conference, this is the fourth one we've done in the last 3 years. Each one gets bigger and bigger and bigger. We're going to be at the Hyatt Regency downtown Atlanta, June 23rd through 25th. This will be a life-changing conference. Whether you want to be a speaker or you're interested in speaking, or you want to be able to learn how to more efficiently and effectively present, maybe you were in the corporate space and you give presentations, you're in front of people, you want to be a TEDx speaker, or maybe you have a loved one or a spouse. So I think the speaking spouses come free until those spouse tickets run out, right? But I mean, you really want to be in the building, and maybe you're just an entrepreneur. Maybe you're the type of person that's like, okay, I don't necessarily want to be a speaker, but I want to open up a cupcake shop, or I want to open up a barber shop, or I want to open up some other business, or a tax or financial consultant, like an entrepreneur. And you want to get in the space, like the energy, the insight, the depth, the knowledge, it's going to be special. And we call it this year's theme, World Changers, because I'm really believing we're creating a community of world changers. a community of people that speak in life in schools and universities and churches and corporations and businesses and companies and conferences all over the globe. And we do it because our heart is there, but we're also, because we got a science and the framework, we show you how to get to the bag. Because there's nothing wrong with that, right? Because it is people we're supposed to be feeding and sponsoring and blessing. And so this conference is going to be crazy. We got me. We got the GOAT ET, the number one motivational speaker in the world. We got our brother Inky Johnson. We got Jessica Lundy, Coach Crump. He's the director of the Speakers Academy. Phenomenal speaker, trainer, presenter. We got Dr. Darius Daniels. We got Pastor Keon Henderson. Man, we got Pastor John Hanna. Listen to me, y'all. We got Dr. Darnell, Jarvie Harmon. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We got Jen Gottlieb. We got Yandy. Listen to me, y'all. Jessica Lundy, if I didn't already say. Look, y'all, Trap, my boy Trapper, Wall Street Trapper, going to be presenting. Y'all, this conference is 3 days and will be bonkers. And so for those of y'all that's interested in growing, period, not just as speakers, like, man, this is the place that you want to be. And, you know, let's talk about some of the highlights from last year's conference. Let me just tell y'all, some of y'all, I got a whole hour worth of testimonials from people just saying how it changed their life.
Should we do a clip of like some things from last year's conference? Like, should we throw like some power moments from the last year's conference?
Prince, I'm sure can mix them in for those who are watching on YouTube. But just know, man, it's truly life-changing, and the energy is crazy, and the depth, the knowledge, the insight. You know, so I'm seeing marriages restored. I'm seeing families healed. Tina Swanger, shout out to Tina. She ended up joining our Speakers Elite afterwards. But she said that she saw the promo for the conference. Her and her son haven't had a relationship for 30 years. Wow. And she invited him because she knew he was into speaking. This was her last chance of extending an olive branch. Wow. And she ended up sharing with him about the conference. She was like, if you want to go, I'll pay for it. I'll book your flight. He was like, okay, fine, whatever. Came, changed his life. He gave his life to Christ. And her and him now have a newfound relationship. Marriages were healed. Wow. From the marriage panel that we had, we ended up baptizing 30 people. I say by accident, because that wasn't the plan. No. In my opening session, the Holy Spirit just broke out. And next thing I knew, I was given an appeal. And we had the award ceremony. People was getting their Diamond Award and Speaker of the Year Award. And it was bonkers. And all these amazing speakers, it was such a vibe.
Jay, tell me your favorite thing. Now, I want to go through each of us. Tell me your favorite thing from last year.
Separate from the baptism.
Okay.
Because that was so bizarre.
Okay, yeah, appreciate that.
It's like, how do you do a rooftop baptism downtown Atlanta on
in a hotel?
In a hotel.
Bro.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, God is with us, man.
Yeah.
For me, I would probably say, what was the highlight for me? Because it was so many.
Or just one of them. It don't have to be the top. Just give me one of your favorite moments from the weekend. Because it is so many.
It's kept. All the speakers, it's too hard to be like, this one, this one, this one.
Of course, of course.
But the last day, when I got to take pictures with every single person.
That was different.
Yeah.
That was different.
Yeah. And
I realized,
people travel. Some people drove as far as from like Connecticut.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? 15 hours to get to Atlanta.
For the weekend.
And I knew how much it would mean for them to get a picture. So it's like, okay, you got your 3-day event. You could leave, but we carved out some time. So for me, that was really big on the final day to get a picture with every single person. And I got to hug them. Yeah. They got to cry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it really take in the experience. Y'all, if you haven't been to one of our conferences, you got to be there. We're really not doing it no justice.
Yeah.
Bro.
No, there's no way we can.
Like,
you got to,
our team here is shaking their head.
Because it's not something it's you can speak or see. You have to feel it.
It's an experience. It's, for sure.
Matter of fact, let's talk about it. He said, even our team right here. Like, do you understand? Like, we got speakers even behind the camera. Like our little brother, Stevon, right? So shout out to our little bro, man. Like, this dude is a phenomenal speaker, right? So he helps behind the scenes on our podcast. But even the people who are as humble as him are doing dynamic things in their own right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, he came hoping to just get a chance to make impact. Had no idea he would be rubbing shoulders with Jeremy Anderson. So when he says that he took time to hug and interact with people, through some of these interactions, you never know where that opportunity might take you.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's traveling the world with Jeremy. He'd never been on a flight before in his first flight. Y'all think I travel a lot? I can't even stand close to a man whose first flight is to Australia. Like your first internet, what is to listen to y'all. Somebody's like, Australia, okay, I've heard of it. It's the land down under. Okay, da da da. What does that mean, Mike? It means it's 16 hours from LA. Flying, not driving. We just talked about somebody driving from Connecticut to Atlanta. 16 hours flying. Mm-hmm. Y'all, things are happening that you could never even imagine. Yep. Just from you putting yourself in the room.
That's it.
Right.
Just from putting yourself in the room, y'all. Opportunities come that you would never imagine. Right. And now he's taken care of.
Right.
Like, I cannot tell you what happens. We're not here to make guarantees because you're not giving me no guarantee of how far you want to go.
Yeah, but the guarantee I can give, like I literally, and I might talk to Nick, Deanna. I don't know if she would approve it, but I would talk to Nick about putting out a statement at the end. Like, yo, I'm putting out a money back, 100% money back guarantee, because there ain't no, I know. Nobody could say, in good faith, nobody could say, man, I came to your conference, bro, and it wasn't worth it. Because I know what takes. And we're talking about 3 days. We're talking about $300-$400 for 3 days. Yeah. Like, what are we talking about?
Bro, that's
You know
goofy.
What I'm saying?
Like, that's a goofy movie.
And then your spouse can come for free. Like, what are we saying? But again, we want to pack out the place. And we know it's going to sell out.
That's money back right
Because it's
there.
Only, it can only seat 1,000 people. So I know we're going to sell out. Mm. But it's going to be life-changing, man. We brought in some power. House speakers and so
is it bad for me that it's like I'm first of all I'm happy for all the marriages and the married people that get the chance to come for free, right? Because I think that the reason behind it is so that their wife can understand or their husband can understand why the speaker needs that support system and what exactly they're passionate about and what exactly Next Level Living is, right? But for me, for somebody that is so, what's the word? When you're so not certain of everything, you're so questioning everything, you're so skeptical of why you should do it. You're not even brave enough to win yet. Hmm. Like, you're not even brave enough to be successful yet. Like, you can, like, most people are careful failures. Like, can we be real about it? Like, most of us are just
true.
Carefully failing in life. That's it.
True.
I want to tiptoe my way around. Oh, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. By the time you done tiptoe away everything, you only stayed in one spot. Mm. You're on a lily pad and you can't swim because it's floating and it looks like security, but there's a whole nother world out there. Mm. You don't know what's under the water, so you're scared to get in it. You don't know what's on the water, so you're scared to touch it. You don't know what's scared of above the water, so you're holding on tight to what you're standing on. You ain't got nothing. I'm talking about in terms of peace. I'm not talking about your financial. I'm talking in terms of integrity, in terms of character, in terms of community. You don't have anything. And I'm telling you, it exists. But only you gonna get it if you trust you. That is the only way you're gonna get here. Don't ask for no reference. Don't call one of your friends. What are they doing? Go call somebody who's doing what you want to do and see what they did. And I bet you they let you know, oh, I did go to a conference or two. They may even tell you they invested in a conference that wasn't worth nothing. But they kept going. And eventually they found something. And I promise you, if you come to us first, one hitter quitter.
Yeah.
Huh? One hitter.
And again, dang, Mike, you snapping on
me. Bro, you told me. Told me I wasn't excited. I told you what was going to happen.
Damn.
Don't play with me.
Keep it on me.
It's the conference.
Keep it on me. Keep it on me.
That
dude said, keep it on me.
He said, you don't take enough screen time.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just saying.
Go T Santa.
But for me, I'm, you know, it's like, can't nobody say we didn't offer it to him.
Yeah.
So I don't lose no sleep. Yeah. Can't nobody say, oh, I didn't know about the conference. Yeah. God was like, bro, it's your responsibility to let people know. If they show up, cool. If they not, cool. Like, I'm not tripping. Yeah. He know who's supposed to be there and who's going to be in the room. And I know how life-changing it's going to be for them. And then some people not ready for growth. No. Stay at home.
They're not ready to live their best life yet.
Yeah. But when you're ready to live your best life, you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You're ready to be about 1,000 other people with lots of good energy. Mm-hmm. I had somebody one time say, man, my energy is off. I don't know if I'm going to come. I was just like, you're supposed to come. Because there's no way you're going to last an hour and walk out of there depressed. Mm-mm. I'm seeing too many breakthroughs, too many blessings, too many miracles taking place, too much game, too much insight, too much depth, too much knowledge, too many principles have been given and spoken. And then people can put this stuff in place and that's how they're able to quit their jobs. That's how they're making six figures in a year. That's how they're able to take half the year off. That's how they're able to get $5, $10, $15, $20,000 per speaking engagement because we gave them the game. That's why marriages are being healed and whole now. Because we giving them that insight. Like, that's how companies are being built and LLCs are being created that we create for our people for free. Because that's what we do. We overpromise, We underpromise and overdeliver. We underpromise and overdeliver every single time. And that's the energy, you know what I'm saying, that we push with our conferences. So I can only imagine what's going to take place. Shout out to my man, Jared Scott. Jared Scott came to our conference a year ago, and I didn't realize this, right, because he's speaking the school space and he's doing some good work. But my man was kind of like, bro, I came to the conference to check you out. I thought you was my competition. He realized it was levels to it. My man ended up joining our community. He'd been tapping in. He's traveled. I done put him on stage. I done connected him with some folks in Vegas. Like, we doing good work now. Now he's a part of our speakers bureau. But what if he never came to the conference? He wouldn't be on the squad. He wouldn't be a part of the speakers bureau. He wouldn't be at Masterminds with me and ET jumping on stage, winning awards, because he was still on competition mode. But he humbled himself and was like, man, let me get this game. Let me get this insight. Let me get this understanding. Let me get a part of this community and saw we was really about that life. See, we be laughing and kicking and joking on the podcast, but don't get it twisted. We got God with us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And there's a certain energy that exudes through us. Yeah. And people can receive it when they come to the conference. And so, look, June 23rd through the 25th, if you are a member of the Next Level Speakers Academy, you can show up on June 22nd because we're having our first annual block party kickball tournament barbecue for only the members of the Speakers Academy. Come rep your chapter. So Chicago chapter be there, the LA chapter, the Dallas chapter, the New York chapter, the Georgia chapter, all the different chapters will be there. It's going to be a blast. But the conference itself is June 23rd to 25th, Atlanta, Georgia, downtown at the Hyatt Regency. It's going to be June 23rd. I told y'all about the block party, the kickball tournament, June 23rd through 25th, man, at the Hyatt Regency, downtown Atlanta, Georgia. It's going to be life-changing, man. Don't meet us there.
Meet us there.
Yeah. We'll see y'all next week. I'm on another level. I'm on another level. I'm on another level.